Wall Street will be closed on Monday as the US marks the July 4th holiday, but there's little to celebrate on the markets. Last week saw the end of another trading month, with the S&P recording its worst first half of the year since the 1970s. It also marks the worst three-month period for the Dow and the S&P since the COVID-19 lockdowns of 2020. Economic data released last week showed the US economy shrank by 1.6% in the first quarter of the year. Now the Atlanta Fed GDP tracker, which is one of the Federal Reserve's gauges of economic growth, is predicting the second quarter will also see a decline of 1%, suggesting the country is already in a technical recession. The week ahead will bring the release of the new unemployment total for June, after the figure unexpectedly rose in May. And the non-farm payrolls report due on Friday is predicted to show 250,000 positions were added in June, the lowest US jobs growth since 2019. Minutes from the previous Federal Reserve meeting will also be released, signalling what moves the central bank is considering next after announcing a 0.75% increase of interest rates last month. Sarah Walton, New York.